Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me looking at three charts in 3 minutes-ish is the lady of the chart, the Duchess, I should say, of the technicals. It's Nicola Duke. You all right, Nick?
Hello, yeah, very good, thanks.
Good. Okay, so you've had a couple of requests. We'll do two requests and we'll do one with news out. So the first one you had a request was Borders and Southern Petroleum. That's BOR, B-O-R, which is quite good because they're involved in drilling exploration. So boring a hole was quite a good tick of that. BOR, isn't it, for Borders? So it fits. So what do you think of the chart? Up strongly today, 36% up. What do you reckon?
Yeah, holy cow, like up strongly in the face of, you know, pretty weak crude prices for, you know, crude prices down 10% and this takes off. Really nice head and shoulders bottom since, that's really been sort of a year and a half forming since 2015 summer. The upside target for this head and shoulders bottom is between 6.05 and sort of 6.15, but I think the next Fibonacci target above that is actually 6.8. So if you're long bore, you should be looking for maybe a wobble around 6, but a target of 6.8. Support, you know, we broke out yesterday through it, and I was really hoping it wouldn't keep going, you know, before we talked about it, but it's literally, you know, just ripping now. Support, if it comes back, is 4.7, and maybe if it squeezes lower, 3.5. But this one has definitely bottomed and reversed.
Okay. Let's keep it alphabetical here. So the next one we go with has news out. We covered it a while back. Physiomics, PYC. They've announced that it is making good progress towards the strategic objectives announced in its most recent full year results, basically. So they're up a slight tad on that. What do you reckon with PYC, Nicola?
Yeah, PYC is still in a downtrend. To reverse the downtrend, we need to get above 2.4, which is the previous high, but really 2.5 is the pivot level and where all those lows are. Then we can have another go at the 200-day at 2.9. But at the moment, and then the first upside target would be those previous highs at 4. But at the moment, we're stuck at 2. The moving averages are bunched up. When you see that, that's normally a sign that you're going to get a breakout one way or another. But the trend for this one, I'm afraid, is still down. I really hope that news pops it up through those, through that 2.5 pivot, because then there's a good chance. But for now, it doesn't look good.
Okay, all right. And the last one, another request for you there. It's a Rockhopper Exploration, RKH, on the ticker there. What do you reckon with RKH?
RKH, massive, wonderful reversal. But if you look at it, we are at, if you're in Rockhopper, take some profit. We are at the 200-day moving average, which is tough resistance, and we are at exactly the 50% retracement from the April 2016 high and the December 2016 low. So, you know, 50% back, 200-day moving average. I would love to see it smash through. You know, there's resistance a little bit higher at 3096, but that would get us above the 200-day, and then that level would be support. So keep an eye on it and protect your profit.
Yeah, and if you ever want evidence that these moving averages mean something, look at that chart there. Yesterday, it hit its head on the 200-day moving average, come back a bit. Today, it's done the same.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's a physical barrier, isn't it? You know, and I suppose if you have algorithmic trading or something, or use that a lot, then it probably is. But it acts as one, so it's worth looking at. So if you send me the charts, well, Nick, go on.
People will take profit there, so if you people who bought it speculatively at the bottom, that's the first place that they'll look to take profit. So each time you see that and it comes off, that's all it is. It's not people selling it because there's anything wrong with this stock.
Yeah.
It's just one of those natural places where people take profit. So let them do that. Let it relax a bit. You know, there's good support at 27 and there's support at 25. So, you know, let it. A lot of people wouldn't have got in this. Let it come back. Buy it again.
Yeah, exactly. Marvellous. And if you send me the charts, I'll post those on the company's pages on Vox Markets and, of course, the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thanks, Nick. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you. Goodbye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.